I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for January 22nd, 2019 to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey is absent. Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
Mr. Lukey is excused. Six members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We have no guests in the house tonight, so let's proceed with our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mrs. Hussman.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda item three is additions to the agenda, and we do have an addition for you. I believe it was distributed at your places tonight. You need to change the number on it to ordinance 8, 2009. This is amendment number three to the SOMO purchase agreement. This is to change the buyback period. It's just to update something we're doing, and we'll get a report on the closing when we get to it. I'm adding it as agenda item 10, ordinance 8, 2019. And we'll update you on the closing process. Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Westphal, sorry.
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
I turned the wrong direction. Anything from other members of City Council?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Hussman?
I just update on the boards that I'm on. I guess it's GATT and Heritage Sylvania.
We'll make that
a very quick one.
We can make it committee reports or committees you're on.
That's fine.
Okay. Hussman Board updates as 8A. Thank you. Anything else from members of City Council? Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Or now, Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Let's have a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And the agenda for January 22nd is approved. Onto agenda item four, which is approval of our meeting minutes from our last meeting on January 7th. Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the meeting minutes from the Sylvania City Council meeting held January 7th, 2019, as submitted.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes of January 7th, 2019 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the meeting minutes are approved. Agenda item five is report of the public hearing tonight held for zoning application 1-2018, held this evening at 7 o'clock. Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you mentioned, there was a zoning application public hearing this evening, and that was for ZA1-2018. It was a request for a zoning change at the property of 4713 King Road, requesting a change from R1 to R1PD. And all members of the adjoining contiguous properties and across the street did receive notice of this particular meeting of the public hearing. City Council did refer the information to the legislature, the information to Sylvania's Planning Commission, and on December 12, 2018, the Municipal Planning Commission reviewed and considered this change, and they voted unanimously to approve it. This evening, there was no one here that spoke against this change. There was some members of the Fondren family who spoke in favor of the change, and council moved to ask administration to advance legislation to change the zoning from R1 to R1PD. Contingent upon the approval of a review of the architectural design. And that's it. Is there anything else from any members of council?
We expect those architectural drawings to come in prior to the next council meeting, and we'll hope to get them in your council packet so you can have a look at them and 13 days. The meeting is 13 days away. No? I don't think so. All right. Thank you, Mrs. Westfall. Move on to agenda item six. This is a dump truck chassis purchase. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The dump truck purchase was in the 2019 capital improvement plan, and this quote is one that we received from Valley Freight Liner and Western Star. It's a Freight Liner truck chassis, which is the system that we've used probably across three dump trucks, I believe. We'll purchase a chassis from Freight Liner, and then we'll get quotes from companies that supply the dump bed and salt system and things of that nature, and that will be placed onto this chassis. As I indicated, the purchase was included in the 2019 capital improvement plan. It'll come out of the 401 capital improvement fund, and this pricing is via the ODOT cooperative purchasing program, so we're able to purchase through there as a government entity, and we would recommend approval.
Kevin, do you remember what the number was we had in the budget? How does this compare?
The total cost that we had in the budget, I believe, was either $150,000 or $160,000.
That's for both the chassis and the bed.
Bed, that's correct. Yes. This cost is what we were anticipating as far as the chassis is concerned.
Okay.
Kevin, what happens to the old chassis?
The vehicle that this will be replacing, once we have the new truck in hand, we'll be recommending that we put that on the gov deals for pricing.
That truck is fairly old, has a lot of miles on it.
Has a lot of miles, has a lot of hours. The frame, I believe the vehicle that we're replacing is, I believe it's 14 years old. And the frame is starting to show wear and tear.
All right. There's no further questions for Mr. Aller. We do have Ordinance 6-2019 authorizing this purchase. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I will introduce Ordinance Number 6-2019. All members of Council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to accept a proposal from Valley Freightliner and Western Star for the provision of a new dump truck chassis for the Division of Streets Department of Public Service, appropriating $82,612, therefore waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 6-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 6-2019.
Second.
It's moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 6-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 6-2019 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 7, also a purchase recommended by Mr. Aller. It's a brush chipper. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This purchase also was included in the 2019 capital improvement plan. The amount budgeted for this item was actually $52,000. The quote that we received for the model that we settled on was $43,140. They've offered a $4,000 trade-in of our existing unit. On this unit, we recommend accepting that trade-in value and moving forward with trading in our existing unit. Our net cost would be $39,140. The dump trucks, you have a wide market, and they typically sell pretty well on gov deals. When you get into a little more specialized equipment such as this, your market greatly reduces, and if you're comfortable, which we are with the trade-in, we actually negotiated that up a little bit. We would recommend that we move forward with accepting not sure. The dump truck, I know we would do better on gov deals versus trade-in. Piece of equipment such as this, I'm not sure if we would or not. And so I think it's better just move forward accepting the trade-in. Vermeer Mid-Atlantic also participates in the state term pricing, so we're able to do it through that contract. And this purchase would be coming out of our tree removal and replacement fund, the 501 fund. And we recommend moving forward.
Any questions for Mr. Aller? Again, this was included in the 2019 capital improvement plan.
Correct.
We have ordinance 7-2019. Mrs. Capellini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 7-2019. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Vermeer Mid-Atlantic for the purchase of Vermeer model BC 1200XL brush chipper, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $39,140, waiving a second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 7-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Yes, I'd like to move final passage of ordinance number 7-2019.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 7-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 7-2019 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 8, committee reports. We do have added agenda item 8A, a report from Mrs. Hussman concerning the various boards she serves on.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a couple of, I think, interesting things coming from our boards. One is the shuttercraft that we ordered the shutters from for the Lathrop House. Puts out a yearly calendar, and if you look in the at November, you'll see the Lathrop House pictured in all its glory. And this is a goes national, and they actually put a nice extra write-up about it, and so I'll pass this around, and in case if you didn't see it, it kind of was a nice surprise and good promotion for the Lathrop House and through Heritage Sylvania. The other event coming up is the Hot Cocoa Run, and I we'll pass these around to you if you can take one, if you can post it at your place of employment or where you hang out. That would be great. It's been a very good fundraiser for SCAT, and we've had fairly decent weather every year, so that's kind of makes it nice too. So now I probably jinxed us, so I'll knock on wood. It is a fun event, and I'll be in the kitchen making the hot cocoa, not running, just in case you were wondering. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Any other committee reports to be made at this time? Or any committee referrals? If not, let's move on to added agenda item 10. I had distributed this evening copies of what was numbered ordinance number 9-2019. We need to change that to ordinance number 8-2019. And this is the third amendment to the purchase agreement for the SOMO property. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We did have phase one of the closing on the SOMO property on Friday. We are just holding the documents all in escrow. With vacation schedules coming up on the SOMO side, their attorney and then one of the principals, we didn't want to hold off until everybody got back. So we got together, signed all the documents, and are holding them in escrow until funding, which it looks like it will be Thursday. And final review of all of the documents, I realized that our right to repurchase expired December 31st. Of 2018. I have no indication at all that this is going to be an issue that we're going to have to do. Intent of the parties is definitely to move forward with the project, but just in case they don't, I wanted to make sure that the right to repurchase the property is extended. So that is extended till December 31st of 2020. They still are intending to break ground this summer. Spring or summer? I'm not 100% sure, right? I didn't get a firm date on that, but they are hoping to break ground as soon as they can. So that's what this third amendment is, and I would recommend approval. Any questions?
So in reply to that, you have met with their attorney last Friday, gone through all the closing paperwork, mm-hmm. and everything is good and signed off on. I believe I signed off on the deed. But you're still waiting for some of the financial stuff. Is that from because of the ports or because of their bank, or what's the issue?
Additional insurance information was required from their lender. So they were getting that together for them. And yes, the development agreement is the same as what we agreed to over the summer after that, after the first closing was delayed. So everything else is completely in order. This was the one cleanup item that we needed to take care of.
And the reason you did that was because their attorney's out of town.
That's correct.
This week.
Yes.
Or
yes.
Next week.
This week. Yes.
This week.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 8-2019. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Approving the Third Amendment Commercial Real Estate Purchase Agreement of SOMO MF Partners LLC and SOMO Retail Holdings LLC to purchase the city's real estate known as the SOMO property located along Monroe Street, authorizing the mayor and the director of finance to accept said Third Amendment to Commercial Real Estate Purchase Agreement on behalf of the city of Sylvania, determining said real estate to be no longer needed for municipal purposes, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second. It is moved and seconded that ordinance number 8-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 8-2019.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 8-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 8-2019 is approved. That brings us to the end of our agenda for this evening. The information items, one was the people who got noticed on CA1 2018, the other are the Board of Architecture Review and Municipal Planning Commission minutes. Is there any other business for the city to be considered at this time?
Mr. Mayor, we had this thing from the Department of Agriculture. At our desk. Do we know anything about this?
It came in the mail this morning or today, and it
today.
Had, yeah.
Because I don't think it actually applies to any place in the city. I think
there were some maps in there.
Yeah, that's what I was
Sylvania,
looking at.
But I didn't really look at it.
I think they're townships.
This is Gypsy Moss.
Mm-hmm.
We used to be very active. We used to aerial spray. Have a very good story about aerial spraying.
Well, I they're going to have a public meeting at the Sylvania Township offices, but I don't think any of the areas covered are in the city. We don't know, huh? Just showed up.
Oh, Central and Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Quite a big piece out of the park.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think two or three pages from the back.
Two Sylvania areas, but they're both in the township. I only saw two. One in that.
I agree, those are either in the township. My copy came into the mayor's office today.
Okay.
We will, of course, give these to our forester, and we will review them as well.
Okay, good. If they're in the city, let us know.
All right, if there's no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, February the 4th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all.